Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out. Today is the day.
Welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host, Cindy Sharp. And as you know, it's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. And it's 15 minutes of some quick ideas to implement in your day to get your business thriving, get your spiritual business flowing with lots of loving fans. So, how are you doing? I hope you've been tuning in this week. This week we're doing a nice little series on the focus myth. And the focus myth is, and I'm going to just do a little review in case you haven't listened to the last couple shows. The focus myth is that in the world of spirit, in the world of spiritual businesses, there is a little bit of a myth that we may possibly be a little less focused than the rest of the world. And I think that this is such a huge blessing. Why in the world would we look at it as a negative way if we're not as focused as everybody else? Because here's what I know for sure, is us right-brained, woo-woo, love children that we are, we would be a completely different person if we had that very focused, laser-focused brain. We probably wouldn't be able to connect to spirit like we can. Matter of fact, I can't imagine that we would have the absolute beautiful gift that we have if we weren't a little woo-woo love child that was a little less focused. So the myth is that we have to be focused to be successful. The fact is, you don't have to be. And yesterday we talked about, you know, kind of taking a look at your business in a whole and trying to make sure that you're looking at it through the eyes of love and not, you know, not in any which way, shape, or form beating yourself up because you aren't something that you think you're supposed to be. And not always listening to what everybody else thinks, because part of our divine focus that we are blessed with as a spiritual being and as a spiritual entrepreneur is the fact that we have a gift. Not only do we have a gift to heal others, not only do we have a gift to help others, not only do we have a gift to help the universe in a loving manner through our healing gift, but we also have a gift that there is a delivery system to get the message out already within us. And it's just finding what that delivery system is. It's getting down to the core of us completely being an authentic being and not being what other people tell us to do. And so what other people tell us to do may be, you should write a blog, you should do social media, you should start a Facebook group, you should write a book, you should speak, you should go to networking events. And here's the deal. There's no shoulds. There's nothing you should do except for when you are with a client to give them all the love that you possibly have to give. That's all you should do. But to pull in clients, you don't have to do a mirage of, is that a word, mirage? I don't think that's the right word for here. I think mirage is something in the desert, a barrage of stuff. So you don't have to do a barrage of stuff to pull people in. You can pull people in through a small, simple, guided, loving effort. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So first off, we're going to wipe the slate clean today, and we're going to talk about one thing and one thing only. And so any of you that work with me on a one-on-one basis know that the goal is to create raving, loving fans by creating these three systems in your business. One system to pull clients to you, another system to spiritually wow them when they're with you, and the third system is to hold them to you so they come back again and again and again. And today we're going to get a very narrow focus, and we're only going to talk about pulling clients to you, and we're only going to talk about getting clear, getting very clear with what it is that you do. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to do three big breaths with me right now. So let's do pull in and release. Another one. And release. Breathe in. And breathe out. You know, three beautiful breaths is like taking a squeegee to the body and wiping everything away and starting afresh and anew. So three deep breaths are always a great place to start. So let's get very clear and focused on, I want you to start thinking about all the things that you do to try to bring in clients. Now, if you're brand new and you don't do anything yet because you haven't really gotten started, just stick with us here because there's a message for you. So all the kind of things that you do to bring in clients, I want you to just kind of see them. You know, you can put them in a little bubble, you know, however you want to visually see them. And then what I'd like you to do is I would like you to take yourself on a personal level and just really do a little heart-centered focus. Pull up the one, the first one that comes to you is usually it, that you just love to do. You just think, man, I love to do this. And I'm just going to pick one. So let's just say I absolutely love to go to networking events because I love meeting new people. And I have a very social personality, and meeting new people is very important to me. And it's also, of course, important to your business. So let's just pick that one for this particular thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to get very focused on what is your greatest strength, which is really your greatest gift to pull clients to you. And we're going to make up for this scenario that your greatest strength is networking. So the goal is to get very clear on that one thing and set everything else aside. So first, you love to do it. So if you love to do it, you'll do it over and over again. Second, you're good at it. It's your gift. It's just part of who you are. It's not something that you have to create some kind of brain damage to get done. I mean, maybe doing something like writing a blog would be really hard for you, but networking's really easy. you kind of see where I'm going here. Kind of just stay, you know, connected in this energy. So we're going to focus on this action in a way. That's right. We're using the word focus because we're going to simplify it. We're going to make it easy. We're going to connect it to who we already are. And then there doesn't have to be this big, I can't do this. It's too hard to focus on too many things, and there's so much stuff, and I can't follow through. You don't have to worry about that because it's one thing that you're already good at, one thing that you're going to do today. And so the action would be, if you know that we're, again, using networking, if you actually know that networking is wonderful for you and that you're really, you know, love doing this, then take a look at what networking groups you're currently involved in and what networking groups maybe you haven't thought of being involved in. And let's get clear on who they are. Let's get clear on having them on our calendar. So who are they? Take the next step, putting them on your calendar. And then the next step is, what do I say and what do I do when I'm at the networking group? And so if you listened last week, we talked about having a clear message or having what I like to call a loving spiritual pickup line, which is, you know, a one thing that you say to people that shares who you are, what you do, and what it is you do for them. And it's not exactly like that, but it's similar. And you can listen to my show, or you can contact me, and I can certainly help you with it. So it's one focus action, the networking groups, getting them on your calendar, and then having a plan. Going out and having a plan. So the plan is, I'm going to commit to talking to three people in a deep manner. I'm going to talk to three people and have a conversation with three full people. So they get to know me. So they get to know my business. So they get to know my mission. Three people. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to get yourself all, you know, all caught up and there's some right or wrong way to do it. Just pick three. If three is too overwhelming for you, pick one. I'm going to make one great connection today. They're going to receive my information. I'm going to receive their information. I'm going to find out how I can help them. I'm going to share with them what would really help me. You see where I'm going with this, right? We're just getting simple. We're taking what our gift is, and we're just implementing it in an easy, simple way. And now let's talk really quickly about what happens on those days or those times that you just aren't focused enough even to do what your greatest gift is. Because we have those times where we're a little, you know, we're a little up in the ether. We're kind of vibrating at a really high level. And this is where we honor ourselves. We've accepted our gift. We love our gift. We've accepted ourselves. We love ourselves. So we step away. So let's say a day comes up and you're going, I'm not sure. Now, most business coaches would not be giving the advice. They'd go, push through, go, 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 push through. I say sometimes it's okay to let yourself off the hook. Sometimes it's okay not to beat yourself up. Do your best. Set an intention for one thing that you love. Get it on your calendar and get some clear focus or a clear plan around it. Narrow it down to a simple action. One simple action. That's it. Slide aside all the other stuff. Focus on what you're good at. Well, that is our show for the day, and I want to thank you so much for coming to 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive with Cindy Sharp. I'm so blessed to have you enter this sacred, loving space. If you need a clear one-on-one information in regards to your business, you need more help. You need some accountability. You need some hand-holding. you need some extra love, please contact me at sharpeningyourspirit.com. And I have some beautiful free gifts there for people, as well as you can set up a free consultation with me. I want to send you love. I want to send you light. And as always, a big kiss. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in.